This is What We Haven't Done, a Stargate Atlantis fanfic written by Green and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G, contains the pairing Rodney McKay-John Shepard, with additional tags for cuddling and snuggling.
What are you doing?
Rodney asked, as John nuzzled his neck and scooted his body closer, so that they were flush against each other. Which would be fine, since that usually meant sex, but this was not sexual, that was. If Rodney didn't know better, he'd have thought John was
cuddling,
John answered. What? Rodney tried to move, but John's arm shot across Rodney's chest and clamped down on his forearm, effectively holding him in place.
Don't move, John said irritably. You'll spoil it.
Rodney gave up the struggle and sighed audibly.
Why are you cuddling?
Rodney asked. He heard the complete bewilderment in his own voice.
Not me. We, John clarified. We are cuddling. It's one of the only things we haven't done yet.
Would you just relax? Rodney huffed and tried.
This is stupid.
No, it's not. It's what people in relationships do. They had been a little preoccupied with sex since they started this whole thing. Rodney was a little more hesitant to call it a relationship than John was. But what did it matter? The sex was very, very good, and he challenged the humanity of anyone who wouldn't be preoccupied with such a preoccupation. This is just so
gay,
John asked, a smile in his voice. I was going to say girly, but you know what I mean. Is this some sort of where is this relationship going test? Are you going to start throwing out ultimatums and asking for your own key in a drawer? Rodney heard the rising hysteria in his voice and cut himself off. He'd had plenty of relationships go this way. First there was sex, and then there was boredom on the part of the second party, followed by some sort of scare tactic to end the relationship. John laughed.
Relax, Rodney. I don't need my own key, remember? I can get in here anytime I want. And if you've forgotten, I already have my own drawer.
It was just a practical solution to an ongoing problem, Rodney said, struggling again, although his attempts to sit up were quite futile.
Damn it, stop it! Stop what, Rodney?
John asked, obviously on the verge of laughter.
Cuddling! I don't know what's gotten into you, but if you're no longer interested in having sex, you should just tell me instead of putting me through this torture.
Suddenly, John let go and sat up, staring intently down at Rodney. All traces of humor were gone.
Torture?
Making me think you're... I don't know! Rodney felt miserable and completely confused.
Are you trying to break up with me? Is that what this is about?
An incredulous look came over John's face.
I try for a more intimate moment with you, and you assume I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah, you're trying to scare me off. That's it! You thought if you tried to move our mostly sexual relationship into a more emotional level that I'd balk! Rodney exclaimed, sitting up and poking John in the chest with one finger.
Well, it isn't going to work.
Rodney, John began, but Rodney cut him off. Do you want to cuddle? Fine, let's cuddle, Rodney said, grabbing and pushing John back down onto the bed. He wrapped his arms around John in a take this sort of way, and then plastered his cheek to John's bare chest.
This isn't exactly the way I imagined this would go,
John said, his voice wry.
I exceeded your expectations again, didn't I? Rodney said smugly.
So, if you're going to break up with me, just do it. No games. Besides, I win at everything anyway.
John's body was shaking, and Rodney looked up at him to see him silently laughing.
What? Rodney asked.
John said nothing, just bent his head to lightly kiss Rodney's mouth. You're a strange, paranoid, wonderful man. You know that?
Rodney frowned again.
What?
He repeated. He was obviously missing something vital.
All I wanted to do was cuddle, Rodney, although in retrospect, I probably should have waited for a more natural moment. After sex, maybe.
But we're always called off somewhere after sex, Rodney murmured. In fact, there has never been a post-coital moment between us that I can remember. And my memory is infallible.
You're right. We've never had time. An entire 4 weeks together, and this is the most we've even spoken to each other. About something besides work, that is.
And you wanted to cuddle? Rodney asked.
I did.
Why? Rodney asked, completely puzzled. Not that this wasn't nice, being close to John this way, but it seemed a little out of character for them both.
John sighed and wrapped his arms around Rodney. Maybe I just wanted to hold you like this for a little while. I don't know. Don't make me get all gushy on you, Rodney. The cuddling is enough for now, okay?
Rodney smiled and put his head back down on John's chest and loosened his hold a bit so they were both more comfortable.
Okay. It's not too bad, is it?
John asked, a little thread of worry in his voice.
Rodney took a breath, reveling in the warmth and scent of John, enjoying the way it felt to be held this way. No, John, it's not too bad.
The end.